May the Lord bless you and give you his peace, dear heart dwellers. This is Mother Elizabeth, and I'd like to share with you Brother Jim O'Connor's true story that happened back in October of 1972 at Company G4, United States Corps of Cadets, West Point, New York. Brother Jim began. It was 2000 hours or 8 p.m., and my roommate and I began to study. All of a sudden, we saw the devil standing and taunting us, and the only part of him that was visible was from the neck up. And he would charge at us and disappear within inches of our faces. We believe this was Satan himself and his hideous hell face, which was not a pleasant sight. His goal was to scare us so that we would run out of the room screaming, and then the upperclassmen would come in and he would be gone, and we would look like liars and be in trouble with the honor code. We were two unfortunate fleebs, or new cadets, who saw what many believe was the West Point ghost. We decided to say the rosary, and as we prayed, the demon continually charged us and again would disappear inches from our faces. But we kept praying the rosary, and we noticed after a while that each Hail Mary caused this demon great pain. It was as if each Hail Mary whipped him, and the more agony he was in, the more we enjoyed praying the rosary. Just before we finished the rosary, the demon had to leave because he couldn't take the pain that good, honest prayer caused him. We learned a valuable lesson. The power of prayer is not just an expression. It is a powerful force that causes devils excruciating pain. When they attack us and we falter, they get a sick energy about it. But if we pray and pray the rosary, we get the energy and the connection with the Blessed Mother, and the amount of pain that it causes them forces them to flee. The light of Christ that is the mantle of the Holy Mother is beyond their ability to sustain. When I think of this event that happened almost 50 years ago, I still see the horrible face and the pain it's in when grace abounds because of prayer. What a beautiful gift to know how prayer matters in this battle of good and evil. We cannot stop from being attacked because the attack is not under our control, but we can pray, and when we pray, we can make the attacker wish they had never attacked us, and we can help others with our prayers, which is like a double victory. God bless you all. And that was the end of his message. Now the Pointer, which is West Point's command newspaper, reported that our dear brother Jim saw a ghost from the famous haunting of West Point's room 4714. The newspaper reported that Jim was making a trip to the bathroom early one Sunday morning. As he turned to leave, he noticed someone sitting on the toilet seat. This figure was about 5'6" and dressed in a worn, full dress gray coat. It sat as one would sit on a bench, holding in its right hand an old musket with a Civil War vintage bayonet on it. And a bayonet is a spike-shaped weapon designed to fit on the end of a musket. Jim was caught up with the eyes of the ghost. They were white and glowed, and they had no discernible color. Heart dwellers, prayer is so very powerful. Scripture tells us in Mark 9:25-29, when Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the impure spirit. "You deaf and mute spirit," he said, "I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said, "He's dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet, and he stood up. After Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" He replied, "This kind can come out only by prayer." Let's get on the offense and pray, dear family. May the Lord bless you all.